Hi, everybody. Welcome back here on the David Vance podcast channel for yet another podcast. And this time, I do want to examine the announcement by the Culture Secretary, which in my view is an oxymoronic Orwellian term, the Culture Secretary, Nadine Dorries, who has signalled that the BBC licence fee will be scrapped after 2027. And also, the broadcaster will have its funding frozen for the next 2 years. For the next 2 years. So it all sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But it's not quite as good as you might think. And I'm going to explain to you why it's not. Now, first thing to say is I've been a long-term, decades-long opponent of the BBC licence fee. I've actually appeared back in the day. I used to appear on the BBC in discussing the BBC, the licence fee, the way in which they get their money. And I always argued that it was iniquitous, that if the modelling, the licence tax modelling, which generates between about 3.5 and 3.9 billion a year at force of penalty and being taken to court, it's absolutely iniquitous. And of course it should end. It should end right now. We shouldn't have to wait to 2027 to end it. That's the first thing. So the hesitation in the government is quite interesting, because of course what really the government's saying is that this particular administration will not be the administration that's there when we get to the end game of 2027. So it's quite possible there could be another election and another government. It could reverse all of this. That's the first thing to be said. So, you know, I would be a little bit cautious before we get out the, the champagne to celebrate the demise of the wicked and awful BBC. So there's that aspect to it to say. But the other thing is, so what she says is she wants to put in place a new funding model for the broadcaster when the current license fee expires in 5 years. So by freezing the license fee for 2 years, well, that's a good thing, but that still means the government can extort, what is it, £157 per year from everyone who's got a TV, unless they can demonstrate that they don't watch BBC. I know some don't, but, she says the license fee announcement will be the last. The days of the elderly being threatened with prison sentences and bailiffs knocking on doors are over. Now is the time to discuss and debate new ways of funding, supporting, and selling great British content. So this is, I think, all part of, as already discussed, Operation Red Meat, all about targeting disaffected, disillusioned Tory voters. And they know that a lot of ordinary Conservative people despise the BBC, like I do. So what she's saying, however, is that whilst there won't be any license fee increases for 2 years, so in 2023 and 2024, between 2025 and 2027, the BBC will be allowed to put in place above average, above inflation increases in the license fee. So please do not celebrate too early. And then, of course, comes the point, is the government actually serious about this? And what would the alternatives to the current model of taxing everyone who's got a TV? Well, I would say that there's really three. There's a subscription model. BBC, which is what I used to argue on the BBC. I used to say to them, well, look, if your programs are as popular as you claim, then put it on a subscription platform and people will pay for it. And of course, they don't want to do that because they know that a lot of people won't pay for the rabid left-wing bias that oozes out of the BBC on a daily basis. A lot of people aren't going to pay for that. So that's why they don't like the subscription model of BBC funding. So there's that. Of course, another funding model could be that the government takes it upon itself to directly fund the BBC. So rather than the licensed payer funding the BBC, the government could fund some of or all of the BBC, in which case I would oppose that, because the government gets its cash from us. So
okay, they're altering the way in which the funding would happen, but ultimately you and me are still being asked to fork out for the BBC. Plus, it would give the BBC, the government, a huge level of control over the BBC, because it, in every sense, it literally becomes the the paymaster general. So again, I don't see that as a particularly good alternative to the to the license tax. No, the best alternative to the license tax is the subscription model. Make it the same as everywhere else. If you want it, you pay for it. If you don't want it, that's fine. You just don't pay for it. Can I survive without that? Yes. I could absolutely survive without the BBC. I don't need the BBC. I think the BBC... Oh, I know people will say, oh, they do this, that, and the other that's quite good. Yeah, but they do a hell of a lot that's quite bad. And their dominance over, for example, local media in the regions is huge, absolutely huge. State-run television is an anachronism. It belongs in the Soviet, in the old Soviet Union, quite honestly. I consider the BBC to be a neo-Stalinist monster, a bit like the NHS, is way, way too big, too arrogant, too detached. It pushes kind of a metropolitan leftist. It was anti-Brexit. It's pro-lockdown. It's pro-mandatory jabs. You know, it's got an agenda. It's very, very woke. It's got a disproportionately large number of gay people in it. Not that I have anything against gay people, but it's an aberration. It's not reflective of British society. Now, you might say, well, what is these days? And that's a good question. But the BBC's taken $3.5 billion from you a year in order to fund all this. And I think that that should stop, quite honestly, now. So I know they're waiting to 2027. The only model that would work for me would be a subscription model, which I would then happily not pay. And that would be it. I'd save myself £157 a year, and that'd be grand. People say, oh, but listen, think of the good value for £157 or whatever it is a year, you're getting all these channels. Yeah, but I don't want any of them. I don't want any of them, right? Sky costs you much more. Netflix costs you much more. Yes, they do. But guess what? I've got choice when it comes to those platforms. You know, I can choose if I want them or not. I can just stop my subscription, and that's the end of it. A lot of people happily do without that. I think we're living in a world now where especially younger people aren't that excited about terrestrial TV, if you like. And that's why the BBC is like a fish out of water anyway. But so this announcement, I think it's cynical. I think it's all around helping Boris Johnson survive. I think that. But by the same token, she has made the announcement, and therefore the fact that the license tax is being frozen for 2 years, it's a small, modest victory, but not a very big one, because for all that, over the next 2 years, the BBC is going to be getting roughly £7 billion, which enables the likes of Graham Norton in the last 12 months to have earned over £3 million for producing absolute trash garbage. Anyway, friends, that's where we are with the BBC. Is the end in sight? I'm not sure. I would certainly like to see it, though, and the sooner the better. Thanks for listening.